Vov Tammuz, Tuesday the 12th of July, Rabbi David Halpern, Iyunim B'Parshas Hashavua. This week's Torah Way is sponsored by Ilu Nishmas, Rebbetzin Eli Sheva, Bas Menachem HaKohen, the late Mrs. Levette, whose yahrzeit was yesterday.
I didn't prepare Ba'alucha, because if it's passed by the Achush Katsiva, I was very short notice, it's 9 hours ago I was asked to step in. So, trying to make the best of what I have available. Nuna for Pasha Shavia. This Pasha Shavia is ancient Pasha. On two in Nuna, I'd like to speak a few words about Kuradim at the beginning, and later on the Maimariva, two major issues. There's an interesting medrash. Medrash, I would call it a Medrash clear. Medrash Tachima. Rav Acha in Aleph Hevet. Rav Acha b'shem Rav Yosi bar Chanina. Have the sheets. Rav Acha b'shem Rav Yosi bar Chanina. Oma. B'shur sh'ula Moshe l'moirim. Moshe b'ayin yigang in himo for 40 days when he went out to Mekam in the Torah. Shuma koilo shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He heard the call of the Eibishter. Yoishai v'oisik v'pashas puradima. The boy she was learning Torah. Halucha b'shem Amrus, Tchoy Yeshiva Shal Ma'ala. And Rabbanish was quoting a Mishnah in Masechtas Pura. Rabbi Leizer Beni, Rabbi Leizer Agud, Rabbi Leizer Mahofanus. Rabbi Leizer Beni Oymer, Ma'atzin Rabbi Leizer, Zot Rabbanish Leim. Eglo bash Nuso, Shnuso, Epura bash Tan. Epura Adim is 2 years. Rabbanish was learning the Mishnah, some Chloik in the Mishnah, if Epura Adim is supposed to be 2 years old or 3 years old. Rabbi Leizer says 2 years old. The Baal Shem is learning Mishnayas, and he's learning Apura, my son Rebbe Lezer Zucht, Rebbe Lezer Beni, my son Rebbe Lezer, says that should be 2 years old. Uma Moshe from the Funa, Moshe Lelem, who are the only of the Tim Shelcho, the ganze Welt of the Tans, up there, down there. Ba'atu oim alucha b'shmoy shal Bus Vadam, you're quoting Bus Vadam, Taka Rebbe Lezer, the Bus Vadam, the Baal Shem quotes his Rebbe Lezer Haltazoy. Omeloi, the Irish has said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Tzadik echad usid l'am v'elumi, there's going to be a place of Tzadik in my world, v'usid l'ftoach b'pashas pur adima t'chil, and he's going to start his shiur, his drush of a push adima, Rebbe Leizer oime, egle bas shlusu, pur abashta. Omelofuna, Moshe responds, Rebbeinu l'amim, yirutz and shihayim l'chalutzai. Azar Rebbe Leizer, which Rebbeinu Shem quotes, Tzadik echad usid l'am v'elumi, so I want to show you my man a kind of man a eintach. Umaloy, the Aibisha said, yes, chayecho, shimach lasecho, be one of your children. Hoi dechsev, v'shaim hu echad Eliezer. V'shaim oisham yichad Eliezer. Hu echad Eliezer. Blazer ben Hofnes. Pilla plum, this medicine of pilla plum. As, what's so great that I want him to be my chalutzai? And yes, I wish him said, you'll be. And the pusik, shaim hu echad Eliezer. The medicine, mamma, is a medicine. Then a medrash clear, you have the Chaim has opened the way that we can, as long as it's not Nagai Halucha, the Maas, anybody can say whatever he wants, as long as it's not Nagai Halucha, Halucha, you have to be Mevar Halucha. I mean, Pshutim and Medrash, one can say, according to, with the proper Hakdumas, one can try and work out a Pshat. I want to suggest the following. The Chibin Aruv, Zaycha Tzadik Abrucha, used to quote the Shem in the Nom from the Mogul Litzamagit. What was so special about Rabbi Leizer's Pesach that the poor of Bashtai? Something special about it. Rabbi Shem's Mahatan, Rabbi Leizer says this. Rabbi Shem could have quoted a lot of members of Rabbi Leizer. Rabbi Leizer, Mahalkanus, his whole Shas is full of Rabbi Leizer. This memory is something very special, but Rabbi Shem loved it very much. My son, Rabbi Leizer, the Tzadik, Zuktus. Zuktazoi. We have this week said, Rashi starts out this week, Santoyder, Zayder, we don't know the reason, poor Adim, Matamot Tmeim. Then Rashi brings the Moshe Adarshan. The Moshe Adarshan says it's a kapura for the chetu eagle. Tuvo hu aim, but kanach tzoyas bino. The eagle is a calf of the vlad of a pura, so the pura, the mother cow, is a kapura for the eagle. The mission is all, if somebody buys a pura from a goy, and it gives birth. Now we know a Bechor has got a Kiddush, even nowadays. A Bechor of a Behemoth is a big problem nowadays. What we do nowadays, before it gets born, we sell it, we make a Shtar Mechira with a Goy to have a Shitzvah, a Kedema, because a Shitzvah of a Goy is then it hasn't got Kiddush, a Bechor. But a Behemoth gives birth, the Bechor has Kiddush. It's a Bechor, it's a Korban. You buy it from a goy, a puri, you don't know if it's given birth or not. It gives now birth, you don't know if this is this the first one or not. State the Mishnah that if the cow is less than 3 years old and it gives birth afterwards, you know this is the first vlad, because before 3 years old it cannot give birth. If it's later, we don't know. So one thing you see here, that a pura cannot give birth before it's 3 years old. If, according to the Moshe Adashim, that pura is tzuvayu em, that it cannot tzuyas b'no, a pura dim has to be 3 years old. If it's less than 3 years old, it's not, can't be an em. The Blazer says that a pura is pash time. Mizlach zan, that a Blazer held, not like a Moshe Adashim. That there was no chet, chetayel wasn't a chet. Mura says lahayil in leisemase lahiris tshiva l'rabim. There were various shutim. It wasn't a chet. It didn't need the kinyach. By saying pur b'shtayim, he was remembered tzchus on yidin that yidin never sinned with eigel. So the magid, it's a magid. This was pshat. Moishim was very pseya tzadik echot. He'll be matzik the yidin. Yidin don't need a pur chet eigel. Pur can be 2 years old. It doesn't have to be 3 years old. Loishtayt ad kam divrei harav. In the Chetra Eagle, there are a lot of pshutim in the Chetra Eagle. Let's say there was some pagam, Pashas, he learned the Torah. Unu, chut, oma, zeh, chutu, gadoila, it's difficult. The Gemurah says it was over here, shiva, lalab. Or by Afilim Betzudun, however we learn with the Gemurah, let's say there was some pagam, lahore, shiva, they did shiva. If they did shiva, it depends what type of shiva they did. If they did shiva meyira, then you still need a kapura. Shiva meyira, if somebody put on the light, a Shabbos by mistake, he's passed to bring kolam chattas. If they did Shiva Mahava, oh, then you don't need any Kapur anymore. So Rebbe Eliezer, who says that we don't need a Kapur of a Chetra Eagle, he holds that they did Shiva Mahava, therefore you don't need a Kapur. The Chilik in Shiva Mahava Yira, one of the Chilikim is, the Yetav Lev, Zukt, in a few places he says, that the Teva of a person, Ahava, Udom Moilish Lebunov. This goes over to children. Yira, Ain with the Moish the Bunuf. I mean, but pastors, chinuchdik, psychologically, you can say, push it, a child sees how much the father loves the Bunuf, and does it, so he also wants to. If he does it out of fear, a child might be out of fear of other things. Because I mean, this is pastors, psychologically, come and do it. So I push it. Lechalti eid vesechu le'oilon, he's a sign, libi haimbu. If you want your toile mitzvahs, your ishaman, to go over to the children, lechalti eid vesechu le'oilon, how do you do it? He says, saying that behind, if you do it with simcha, the children also will be yodish it. If it's only done out of fear, they won't. But the Yatilez of Tapsa, he said it like a cloud. Yira ein odo moyos labunov, avo odo moyos labunov. So when you serve the Abishim Ahava, of course, you've got, it goes over to the children. Well, go out to get Eibach. If it's only Meira, it won't. But there's another mala also, if you serve Mahava, not Meira. However much a person does mitzvahs and matzim toivim, there's always a risk that after he does it, he gets a psach. His nonsense, agavus, what can I achieve? Gav is also a bad thing, it's a bad middle. Tell you Hashem called about life. But if a person serves the Eibishter may ahavu, he can be told that ahavu is not mine, it's from my parents, from my zaydis, because of Moirish Labunov. So he won't take the credit for himself, that's a simple shmira against Gav. If he only says meyira, he knows it's his avoida. There's more risk in this. Yira Shemaim, Chodesh Elim Duk, Yira Shemaim is, what's actually Yira Shemaim? A person has achieved something, he's earned some money, he won something, whatever it is, Yasach Geld, he won the lottery. He's scared he might lose it. He took about the lottery, he didn't put it in the security light. It was the guy of what's in him. He's now got an oitzel to him, he's scared to lose it. Yira Shemaim, I'm scared to lose what I've achieved in Lochnis. It's very easy to lose these things. Yira Shemaim. Moshe Rabbeinu, the Unum Kaludam Shafnaedam. Moshe Rabbeinu was scared. His anivus, he used to lose his anivus. He very, very much wanted to serve the Eibishter my Ahava, besides all other cheshbonos, because Ahava is a skill against Gav. If it's my Ahava, I'll be told it to my father, my Ahava. Zeh Kaili Van Vahi, Ele Kai Uvi Varim Mimeni. If I do my Ahava, Zeh Kaili Van Vahi, it's not a full of a mitzvah, is that I'm told Ele Kai Uvi. Rashi says, Loi Bias Cholos HaKadisha, Yerushi Yimai Avoi San. It comes from Friede Gadoli. So Moshe Rabbeinu very much, especially wanted to serve the Eibishter may Ahava, but he'd be able to be toiler in this Friede Gadoli. Moshe Rabbeinu heard the Eibishter Zot that Ose Tzadik, the Tzadik, we said to Moshe, Tzadik Ust, Echad Ust Adlam Dwe Lumi, and he's going to say, as a Pura is 2 years old. Why is a Pura 2 years old? Because we don't need a tikkun for the Chetva Egel. Why don't we need a tikkun for the Chetva Egel? Because they did Shiva Me'ahava. The Blazer says that, that was his Madraiga. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, Halavai, he should be from Mizari. I should be Zoichach to serve Eibishter Me'ahava, and then I wouldn't have a problem, Chas V'shulim, to come to Gavis. So the Eibishter, Chayechu, you'll have it. Ha'hoi d'chsev. V'shayim ho'echad Eliezer ki elekei uvi be'ezri. Why was it called Eliezer? Because elekei uvi be'ezri. Moshe Rabbeinu said, I can be toiled in the field of Gedolus. Why? Because it was a harbor. That explains the Shem Eich Eliezer. The kid is the second part. Shem Eich Eliezer ki elekei uvi be'ezri. This is a dvar good. Now, of course, a dvar halucha, very pushed out a shittle of burim, and a choice interesting lomdash of shtickle. The one in Chilin, one for Dalit, how do we know that we get busajibah? It says, you milk a cow, you're allowed to drink the milk. An egg from Tamagoris, you're allowed to eat it. Maybe the papura is trifle, maybe the Tamagoris is trifle, until you've checked it, you haven't checked it, how do you know? So we go busarov, rov, behemoths are not trifle, so you can use the milk. And the chanami, if after you've got the milk ready there, you make cheese out of it, and we shechted the cow and found it's treifa, so I've added the cheese and the milk, it's treifa, for steitzach. But one doesn't have to be choishish, megeit busarib. How do we know you can be soimach on rof? Ef shah sufit sveikah der eis lachim. So, kumur achirab nahatis. Kumur achirab nahatis, something else. Achirab nahatis, you've got in front of you a rof of the meat. On that, you have achirab nahatis. But you've got one animal here, and you say, rof of the welt, I'll be rof its kusha. This one animal, this. How do we know we go to Busarov? And the Gemara says, one of Black Gemara, not our Lemidim, how do we know that we can go Busarov? And the Gemara brings a Raya and this is Pur Adim. Pur Adim, normally, a Bahama, you shecht it and you check if it's taif or not. You don't do Semacharov, you check it. A Pur Adim, you can't check. Because a Pur Adim, the Shuchat HaYisal, and you must burn it in the same as it is, you can't do it. Open it up and check it. And a poor adim has got a dim of a chatos, because of the chatos, it mustn't be trifle. So how do we know, in every poor adim, how do you know it's kushum? It's a raya as we go busarov. We just now said a poor adim has to be 3 or 2 years old. It has to be 2 years old. Fake choice was, what's the raya against busarov? Maybe it's based on chazuka, not on rov. Chazuka means something which has been established that it's kush or whatever it is if there's a suffix afterwards, we assume that Hadion Chazukah, it's a Xeris Akusif, that we assume that it remains in the same matzv. Chazukah, that's not Rav, there's two demons, two Rav, two Chazukah. Perhaps you don't go Busa Rav, you go Kusha Chazukah. What's the Chazukah here? This animal must have been Kusha at a certain stage. Why? Because a Treifa animal doesn't survive 12 months. So any animal till 12 months, we don't know. But once it's 12 months old, 2 years old, so certainly a year ago, the first year, it must have been kosher, because it wouldn't have survived otherwise. And the second year, we got a chazukah. So this is the raya that we go busarov, maybe it's based on a chazukah. Just take toys, Sakash. The toys is interesting, Zachary Push, it's interesting. Stand out to you. The toys was chazukah has to be established b'shas, it's there. You can't look back and say, this was kosher a year ago and make a chazukah out of it. Yes, after a year, you know it was kosher. I mean, it's the emphasis of kosher, otherwise it wouldn't have survived. So if it's 2 years old, you know for sure that the first year it wasn't treifa. That's for sure. But when did you find this out? A year later. If it wasn't this barer b'shas maaser, that is kosher, you can't use that as a chazukah. The whole chazukah is like that is a kusiv, so it's established. Chazukah has to be established b'shas maaser. So if in the first year we didn't know it's kosher, it's only after the year went by. We look back and we say, it was kosher then. Chazukah shelo yisbaru b'shato yinishka chazukah. The Tosfos over there, it's not halucha, and the emes of Gris Machloikus, the Shoinim, in this halucha. Tosfos holds, if you shechta b'haim, 5 years old, whatever it is, so certainly the first, certainly it was kosher, so you shecht it and you find it's treifa. And you don't know when did it become treifa. It must have been the last year. Certainly not the first 4 years. But you don't know at the beginning of the year, the end of the year. And 3 months ago, you milked the cow, and you made cheese out of it, or you put it in the freezer. Choice to talk about cheese, so it's just in the freezer. And now you've got a shaila. 3 months ago, was this behemah kosher or nisht? Now it's treifel. Beginning of the year, it certainly was kosher. And so normally you would say chazukah. It was kosher before. Chazukah mekura is doicha. Chazukah dahashta, so it should be kosher. The Torah says no, because it wasn't this bala b'shata. Even though 4 years ago, definitely was kosher. But b'shas and mash, you didn't know it was kosher. On such a chazukah, you can't build. So chiddush. So we're going to show you the mashe. Not to push, but Torah says help us. If it is a trifle, it's a delay. And the mice survives because now we've always making it live longer. But once it's had that operation, it's trifle and milk is packaged, it's trifle. And therefore, a part of the hechshedim is built on that we have to, each behem is registered, like the car, it's got a registered number. And once it's got a logbook on the behem, that milk is trifle. After the operation, it's trifle.
So how did you know it was kosher until 4 years?
At the time we didn't know, but it wouldn't have survived. A behem with trifle can't survive more than a year. So if it's 5 years old, for 4 years it must have been kosher. Otherwise it would have died early.
So it was a year at a time?
Yeah, 12 months. It can't survive 12 months. So 12 months it must have been kosher. In the last 12 months might have come checking. The Bekanta Dvar Torah, I would actually know the Makar, this Dvar Torah. The Ktsas HaChoshen and the Chedish HaRim. Beautiful Dvar Torah. The Moim Sechtes Kedishin discusses the union of Kibbut Av. Among for Wolf. Omer Vihid HaMashmir. Surely Hashem Lezer. At Heichi Kibbut Av'em. How far does the first act go with Kibbut Av'em? Omer Ha'em. Seriously, look at what the Goy did. The Bekanta Mass with the Goy in Ashkelon, Lom Ben Nesina, it's a well-known story, that they wanted to buy, the Chum needed to buy a stone for the Eifoit, what they bring to was the stone of Benjamin, Yoshfe, and that one of the new names because of Kibbut Av. In any case, and costed a gewalt, with guilt, and they came to buy it from him. He was the only one who had it, and he didn't want to wake up his father because the key was under his cushion. So they went away, he lost the money. Next year, the Ibish gave his chai, he had a puradima, and when the Eden came to buy a puradima, how much do you want for it? It's priceless. A puradima is a white elephant. If you don't need it, it's going to swear it. If you do need it, it's going to price. And he said, all I want is the price which I lost last year. What's the middle? He was rewarded for Kibbut Av with a paradigm. Normally there's some type of connection. Middle. Look the Ktsas HaChoshen and the Chedish HaRim. There's always a cloud in Chavir. There's always a cloud that ever Chas V'Shulam, a Yid falls. When you compare him to a Goy, there's always a limit Chis. Compared to Goyim is better. It's Fasemus and Bayam Bamid Bashtait Amoyde Gazach. He says the Hefresh, the Habdullah, between the worst Yid and the best Goy is such a Hefresh that between the best Yid and the worst Yid, that Habdullah is Ketipa Benayam Kerege that Habdullah. Why? The Habdullah between a Tzaddik and a Rusha is a Bechira. It's man made Habdullah. Every Yid got a Bechira to be a Tzaddik and a Rusha. The one who chooses to be a Rosh, he's made a bechir to be a Rosh. The Abdullah of Tishna Yid Nagoy, the Aibshah Gemacht Abdullah. This is the Aibshah Gemacht. It's a different type of Abdullah altogether. It's a different Mehis altogether. I mean, to push that, in Sfashtayin, push it, we know there's Doimim Tzemayach Chaim Medaba. Doimim and Tzemayach are not connected. Tzemayach grows, and if it loses Koyach HaTzmicha, it doesn't even become a Doimim. It struggles away. Tzemayach and Chai is also a different Mitzias. A chai is not a tzemeach which lives. Take away the chias, it won't grow either. A medaba and a chai is a ander metzias. Shtaiti maral and shtait frigas for him that as always do a hefresh between chai and medaba is a hefresh between medaba and yisroel. That's five sugim. We know four sugim. So it makes a different type of different category altogether. Snapshot, I'm worse, I'm better. It's an ander metzias altogether. So it's a different type of badula. A yid, a tzadik and rush is the same metzias as a bechira. A yid and a goy, this is an ander metzias altogether. In any case, when this goy did such a metzias nefesh for Kibbut Av, There was a kitchen in him. Oh, a goy could also come to Hamad Ega. It's a moist and nefesh. So much money to be my vata. There was a kitchen. That's all yid on the same Adrega. Maybe yes, maybe no. So the Irish, they wanted to show yid no magresses chis. Sofkotsof Pimadav is Sofkotsof is a mitzvah sechlis. Somebody got a bit of morals in himself. It's verstehtlich. Tata, mama, they've done so much for you all that you have to pay back. It's a sechlis a mitzvah. Kurosatoy. Pur Adima is the absolute choik. Metatamayim, metamatzahoy, this mama is full of stiris. It's a choik un Hashim tam. Emestaka, there is a metzias, an exceptional boy who reboys a nefesh for a mitzvah, but you've only seen him doing a mitzvah, a sechlis a mitzvah. Yidn am sachacham alayga. Yidn im for a chok. They don't understand. They do it for lives like heisen. Zavada sachacham me. Let's move over to my Maliva. A very interesting chassam sofer was a brent finz on Rebbe da Haflu. He was still in the 3 days of the Yosad of Haflu. I think it was yesterday or the day before was his Yosad. The my Maliva, some of the shver parshas of my Maliva we know. To Moshe Rabbein is chet. I say chet. The Alachayim HaKudosh struggles to work out what the chet was. He brings Vishoyim. 10 shittas, what the chet was. Rashi says, the Moshe Rabbeinu should have spoken, and he hits. Kamarayas, who disagree with Rashi, because the Abishai said, take the matter, so obviously he means, use the matter. So they mechilek with Rashi. Each one says a different pshat, and each one says the other 9 pshutim can't be, because that's nothing wrong with it. This is the right pshat. In other words, on all the 10 pshutim, you've got 9 opinions, it wasn't. So to find Moshe Rabbeinu's chet, you have to search a lot and a lot and a lot and try and find epis, what it is. But epis is great, though. I mean, an interesting example from Sofer, but young Zion, Yilam Daini, a Yalkit. Haba'el was B'shes Miriam. But that was Tumas Shom Miriam, and then Lohoim HaShomayim La'edrish, this week said. Kivin Shin Estalak Haba'el, there was no Ba'el, they came to Moshe Rabbeinu and what's going to happen here? And Moshe Aaron was sitting there with Avelis of Miriam, the Shiva of the Miriam. And they were sitting with Avelis. The Avelis had said to Moshe Rabbeinu, "B'shvil she'atam Avelim, because you are Avelim, you're Misi B'tzumah, they'll die. Amoyed v'kach ma'at, so get up, do something." Zukta haflu, Amoyed v'kazach. Ya'an le'aman tebi, the Avelis had said, you should, tzadik goes to Kush Baruch Mekayim. He said, "Koyach HaToyim." Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't learn. He was an over mustn't learn. So therefore he couldn't do anything. So the Ayyub said, "What do you mean you can't learn? You can learn Hilchas Avodas. You can learn the Mishnayos of the Moed Kutum. Look at the Lushan. The Shamati Dishnu, this is the Chamsoif quoting his Rebbe Daflu. Al Medish, Yal Yaman to be, Hoy Lechem Lilmadu Olof Perek Echot. You should have learned a Perek, Oy Aluch Echos. Hoy Lost Maimav. Say a Mishnah, say a Lucha, and you have a Koyach to bring water. Oma, this is chance. They went 3 days without water. Now we know that we have Kriyas HaToyra every 3 days because water is a Toyra. And they were in Avelis, they couldn't. So V'lohoyamayim la'edelishtis, they didn't have the Toyra, they didn't have water. But the Ayyubish gezugt. You can learn a Perek Echot. It's in the Rosh Hashanah Sof, interesting. Perek Echot, which are loyma, ba'eile megalchin, that Perek HaUvel can learn. Haluch Echot, and Hilchas Mishmuchas. What does it bring to this? I found it interesting in Remus, V'dibartim alasele b'gamatia, but Moyad couldn't be paid by the Magalchen. And it's also the matter of Limbedecha Bismuchis. Also, any for the memory that he couldn't learn Torah, he said, he learned Hilchas Avodas. Another day, I heard this from my father, Zechariah Baruch, I'm not sure if it was his own or he was quoting somebody else. In the Rosh Hashanah, Ya'an lo yaman tzimbi, therefore you can't enter Eretz Yisrael. There's 5 kashas. Aaron and Moshe had something with the Maimonides, whatever it was. Miriam. Why could Miriam not enter Eretz Yisrael? What did she do? Question number 2. Do you say, Ya'an lo yaman tzimbi, therefore you can't go into Eretz Yisrael? In the Parsha Shmoyis, the end of Parsha Shmoyis, Moshe Rabbeinu said, Lumma ha'reyeh salam hazeh lum zem shtutuni. The Arab says that, Atosele, you will see this, you will not enter Eretz Yisrael. So it already was nigza then, not to enter Eretz Yisrael. And here it says, because of Ya'an lo yaman tzimbi. So why is that, Kashas? Moshe Rabbeinu, because of Lom HaRoyos, whatever that means, was neither not to enter Eretz Yisrael. It was a, let's call it a chet. Not chet, whatever you want to call it. Chayvus Avodus, state, in the Erech state, as a Magid Meshurim, from the Malach who taught Torah to Bet Yosef, that if somebody speaks Lushan or somebody else, his avaydus, his mitzvahs go to him, the end of the avaydus comes to him. And Magid Mishon brings it from Zayakus, if somebody speaks to Yiddish in a hurry, you should mamish, you should thank him. The Valti got put to the avaydus. In my head, Miriam spoke Lushan Har on Moshe Rabbeinu. So Miriam spoke Lushan Har on Moshe Rabbeinu, so that what was nigzar in Parsha Shmois, not to go into Yisrael, was now nigzar on her. And Moshe Rabbeinu was freed of it. Only now, because of my Meriva, Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't go into Yisrael. Because of the name Meriva, he couldn't go into Yisrael. But before my Meriva, he got... And Shmois was nigzar shouldn't go into Yisrael. Yeah. Then Miriam spoke Lushan Har on Moshe Rabbeinu, so Moshe Rabbeinu got put up the Tavayev, so he could go to Yisrael. And Miriam can't get in. Because of my believer. So my brother Reb Chaim looked at Lot of the Shem Yizach. It's not the Chsef. Miriam and Via, that's a Tachna for you, Lushan Hara. It could be, that she spoke Lushan Hara, but a very small. She wanted to take over Moshe Rabbeinu's Avera, the Hishbeir, the Enfet Yisro, was the Shem Shemani. A Kavur of the Shem Shemani. I'll just finish up with a short story, after 3 minutes. The Reb Chaim could explain the number before she... But Dabar Shem Moshe Velan Leimoyer. Was this Leimoyer? As I said, yeah? Dabar Meisur, again, twice. Leimoyer, Dabar Meisur. Zoyes Chek Satoyer, I should say, Hashem Leimoyer. Three times. Leimoyer, Dabar Meisur, Leimoyer. What's going on here? The Rashi Zogt, that's the... Zoyes Chek Satoyer, the Zerim of Funa. Nefi She'emes Oilam, Poin Leisur, the Goyim are checking Eden, Mami says, what's all this, what's it all about? Zerim of Funa. Why are they going back to chapping this mitzvah? They want to be more over. They want to hear a good answer. Yeah, Rabbi Shadash and Tzubayim, it cannot say, but no, you also have a chataik. Where is the tzaddikim? They want to. It's known that in Alaska, the Arabi Machshmam there, every day in the afternoon before Shkir, they announce the chataik. We aren't any more Amalivcha because of the chataik. It's your account of the chataik. So therefore, they're chapping the Eden. The Emes is chataik. Well, how can you compare the Chet Eidl of whatever 3,000 Eden of the aerographs, of course, of the whole thing, and the Tshiva, and all the Cheshboiners, it's no comparison, but it's enough for them. Zoyes Chek HaSatoyru, the Ayyub Shazoy, but Abba Shem Moshe La'alem. Zoyes Chek HaSatoyru, these are the three words, Asher Tziva Hashem, which Ayyub said, Leim would tell the Goyim. The Goyim say, Zoyes Chek HaSatoyru, it's not their business. The Abba Meir Yisroel, that's for Eden, can't tell you Moshe La'alem. So I remind myself of a story. Somebody, a Yid from Yisrael, he heard from a Yid in Tel Aviv, a Minkach Yid from Minkach. Minkach is in England. We know Minkach as the Minkach Yid. Minkach is a shtut with a sach, a pekolosim, oikladas, and it was also a great koich of the Tzionim there at that time to step away Yidin from Yiddishkeit. Mamma, she tore them away from Yiddishkeit. At that time, with all the programs going on, we have our own country, with all these, what the kids at the time they came. And their mamas, they were Maharas, the Yiddish guy there. The Minkash Aluf, the Minkash Aluf, the Ochman, a race of canoe, well known. He was a race of canoe, and he fought the Tzioinim in the strongest possible way. And he used to speak about them, Messisim, Madicham, no Shalichas. Medin, Vaimalim, all the Dinim which is doing on the Mesa Madir. The Romans, there was a police investigation on the Tzioidim, because at that time they sent money to Yisrael to buy off the Chovetzin, to buy off the lands from the camp of the. You still remember the blue and white boxes? The Terran KKL boxes? Yeah. To buy land from the Arabs. So well before the Medina. So they used to send money, but that was, at that time, was illegal because there were the. The Turkish had a shlita there. It was illegal. And they sent to the smart side. And there was an investigation. And they denied it. We didn't send money there. So somebody went to the police and said, you want to know the truth? Ask the Reuven town. He knew them, Mikacharuv. To lock them up in prison, and Grace Atayra. So the police came to Mikacharuv. And they asked him, do you have any knowledge if they send money to Israel or not? Mikacharuv. Ah, halavai, I wish they would send to Israel, these shkuts and these rashum, they spend the money here, they may some idea how our youth, our yugans, halavai, they take the money, send it away there, ah, the problems they use here, oh. Obviously it wasn't true. They went out, somebody asked, Minkacharu, if you had an opportunity now, that this is a, they were caught, let them come back in prison. Why do you have to tell a lie to a plan? Dus was ich hab gegen sagen, what I will against them, that's between me and them. That's not the, any of the going. It's not their business. Ich mal sagen, mach schon mal ungefähr los. But with the going? So, there's two questions. So, ich hab gesagt, ich hab gesagt, to the going, we're not supposed to allow geschwein. We've got geschwein. That's not, that's between us. Was mehr, das ist in der Wöde stehen, der Ruf mit eurem, das soll gemissen. Aber to the going, it's a different story. Das ist immer schon im Leim, was einfach besuchen, was so ist, ich hab gesagt, wir sagen, wir fuhren eigentlich, und es ist ein Rechbein.
Ja, ja, ja. 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 Ja, ja,